from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Danny and Dusty.
All right, my rock smashes your scissors.
No, not these scissors, pal. This is a special titanium steel alloy developed by NASA for the space program. These scissors that smash interrupt the smithereens.
No, not this rack. This rack happens to be kryptonite.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
No!
The Fan.
Sometimes you wanna go. Hour 3 here on a Tuesday afternoon, whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080TheFan or Twitch.tv/1080AMTheFan. We appreciate you. We love you. And thanks for hanging out with us, especially as we wrap up our first round, the round of 64 of all of our college rivalry trophies throughout college football.
Let's go.
Let's get to yesterday's winners before we get into today's final matchups. I had some pretty good ones yesterday. The Magnolia Bowl of LSU Ole Miss is our first winner of yesterday, which really shouldn't be surprising. It was up against that stupid Bedlam trophy.
Yeah.
And weirdly enough, it only won 60-40.
Get out of here, Bedlam. Because we're just going by the name of the rival. In that game, every year is awesome. They deserve a better trophy. Give me the bronze lasso. Give me the bronze lasso. I need it.
I think because we have another one from today that would put together the entire ensemble.
Yep.
But from yesterday, the Heroes Trophy, Nebraska and Iowa, again, dumb trophy, great name, up against the Purdue Cannon, the little handheld cannon, not that cannon. It crushed 82.6 to 17.4%.
Wow.
And then what I thought was going to be a tough matchup, the Bayou Bucket against the Legends Trophy. The Bayou Bucket of Rice Houston taking on the Legends Trophy of Stanford Notre Dame. The Bayou Bucket wins 59-41. Okay.
I didn't vote for that because of kickers. They have a kicker on the trophy.
It's not good. Not good, bud. The Golden Hat of Oklahoma, Texas against the old wagon wheel of BYU, Utah
nice
State.
Nice job, you kicker!
The Golden Hat is your winner.
This was far closer than I thought it would
right?
be. I thought it was the Golden Hat is elite. It's removable. You could put it on your head. And also the wagon wheel, you triggered Oregon State fans by putting Gary Anderson in the photo.
You know.
I mean, that was a purpose pitch. High heat, chin music.
My very strong bias
for
Texas.
Gary Anderson.
All right, today's matchup features the Mayor's Cup of SMU Rice against the Battle of I-75 Bowling Green in Toledo. Now, The Mayor's Cup is a more traditional trophy, but I will say it does have a little bit of pizzazz to it. It's not bad. It's not great.
As far as cup trophies go,
it's up there.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. And obviously this would be the mayor of Dallas and the mayor of Houston having mm-hmm. this rivalry with Rice and SMU. Both of these teams have been good at certain points.
Sure.
For Rice, that was like 60 years ago. For SMU, it
Rice
was...
Rice is another one of those schools. We were talking about Tulane
yeah.
as a school that could like decide to get into it.
Yeah. You hire a GM as a head
Rice
coach.
Rice has
yeah.
money.
But Rice has been god-awful, and SMU, post-death penalty, was god-awful and have creeped their way back up to relevance. And now, I love SMU's uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
They may be some of my favorite uniforms
very,
in all of college
very,
football.
Very, very classic.
Clean yeah. uniforms.
Just simple, subtle.
Yep.
It works.
I'm in.
Our next matchup features the Keg of Nails.
Oh, this is a great matchup.
This is a tough matchup. The Keg of Nails between Cincinnati, Louisville,
yeah, yeah.
and the Golden Boot between LSU, Arkansas. Because if you're not familiar, the states of Louisiana and Arkansas form a boot.
Oh, no way!
A boot.
Wow. That
would be Canadian.
No, he didn't say about. He said a boot.
A boot.
A boot. A boot.
And this okay. is a tremendous trophy. It is...
Let's see.
You have all of like the little tributaries that run through it, and it's a good size.
All right, LSU, this is going to surprise some people out there, has dominated this rivalry.
I actually am surprised. When did it start?
The first meeting between these two was 1901.
Okay.
LSU won that one 15-0. They played last year. LSU won 34-31. LSU leads the all-time series 42-23-2. Since they started handing out the Golden Boot trophy, LSU is 17-9, which
yeah,
is better.
A little closer. There you
which
go.
Is better. But if you want to go back to 2016, LSU has won all but one of these matchups. The 2021 iteration, Arkansas won 16-13 in overtime.
Before that, you had the wins with the Darren McFadden Razorbacks.
Yeah. You had 2014-2015. Mm-hmm. I don't know who was playing then, but yeah, the McFadden days, 2008-2007, they both won those.
2014-2015.
Wow. No, 2007, I remember this game. Arkansas beat then number one LSU 50-48 in triple overtime. I remember that game.
I'm trying to think of who was on that. Oh, Brandon Allen. Brandon Allen's your quarterback.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Huh. All right. Jonathan Williams and Alex Collins? Your
yeah,
running backs?
Good. All right.
It's okay. I mean.
That was when Arkansas unveiled the Wild Hog formation.
Yeah.
With Darren McFadden in the backfield, which...
I saw a highlight reel of
Wild Hogs. Great movie.
You're arrested.
Right? Yeah.
Your Wild Hog formation?
Yeah. Pulling it out.
Unveiling the Wild Hog.
Huh.
You guys ever seen the movie Wild Hogs?
Oh, yeah.
John Travolta, motorcycle movie. Good movie. Good.
Oh, yeah.
My father in law's favorite movie.
Yeah. And yeah. Tim Allen and Martin.
That's a.
Yeah.
It's the earlier version of Grown Ups.
You're not wrong in that.
You know?
It is. And then I think, what's the other guy that's in it? William H. Macy.
Mm.
So you got Travolta, Tim Allen, Martin Lawrence, William H. Macy. That's a star-studded
it's
cast
pretty
right there.
Decent cast.
Yeah.
Our next matchup, again, Keg of Nails, Cincinnati, Louisville, Golden Boot, LSU, Arkansas. Our
I'm
next
going
matchup,
Keg of Nails.
This one's going
to Marissa Tomei in that as well.
Ooh.
Wild Hogs.
Oof. That's one. Yeah. Almost.
That'll get you
almost
to watch.
Got thrown off the radio.
I think you're thinking of the wrestler now.
Nope. She's in Wild Hogs.
There you go.
She's in Wild Hogs.
The Apple Cup, Washington State.
Okay.
Which, look, good idea. Good rivalry. Trophy sucks.
Oh, man.
Up against the Chancellor Spurs of Texas Tech. We're going to get another one of these locals distorting the poll. And it's unfortunate because the Chancellor Spurs... are a tremendous trophy.
They are
Silver Spurs an elite emblemized trophy. With the old Texas logo and the old Texas Tech logo. They're amazing. They're beautiful.
Elite. This is an elite trophy. Giving the Spurs is a beautiful thing. The Apple Cup, though, the regional bias is going to make this one win out. They're very similar to the Platypus.
Yes. Should not have won.
It should not have won.
No, neither trophy were good.
It's not a great... neither one. Great
the idea, the Apple Cup and the Platypus, great. But the execution is severely lacking.
Yeah. I mean, it should be a cup full of apples.
Yes.
Not just a cup with an apple attached to the top of it. But it's not done correctly.
It looks like a knockoff trophy.
Kind of does.
It lacks the originality of the
Chiefs. It deserves better.
Yes.
It deserves a better trophy than Texas Tech, Texas.
Yes. 100%. Our final matchup features the second Shillelagh, the Shillelagh trophy between Purdue and Notre Dame. And I will say this. As far as Shillelaghs go, they've got a better Shillelagh.
We have a second Shillelagh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Purdue and Notre Dame.
This is a Notre Dame thing. They play for Shillelaghs.
They love their Shillelaghs.
It's what they do. Yeah. All right.
What exactly...
Catholics playing with Shillelaghs?
What exactly is a Shillelagh other than... Okay, it is what I thought it was. It's a club and dueling weapon.
Boy, the one that USC and Notre Dame play for...
Very phallic.
It is phallic, but it's also small. You'd think that it'd be bigger.
It just means you don't have to be brave.
I guess. This is actually a bigger one, though. I'm not a big Victory Bell guy.
Look, we have too many bleeping Victory Bells, but this is the Victory Bell between USC and UCLA. It is the bell that is on the little cart with wheels, and the cart itself gets painted by the winner.
Could they have any more nerds on this Guardians of the Victory Bell for USC?
Yeah, it's...
I mean, honestly, if you want to take that Victory Bell, you could take all seven of these folks out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
They're not protecting that Victory Bell.
It's a good-looking sweater, though.
Give them some armor. Let's ramp this up a little bit.
Make them Trojans?
Like the guys... Yes. Like the guys who...
Go full 300?
Ring the bell at Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. They're strapped. Yeah. They got guns!
And tortillas.
No, they don't have the tortillas. Student section has the tortillas.
They fly down to them.
Yeah. These guys got guns, and when they ring that bell at Texas Tech, which looks like they're ringing some other bell, the other guy puts guns up, bop-bop, double-bop. He does a desk pop right in the middle of the football stadium right there. It's great.
It's what happens.
Give these guys... I mean, you have these seven humans protecting a bell in Compton?
Yeah.
That bell is going to be gone in a minute.
I mean, what you don't see is off-camera the armed guards.
Probably.
I mean, you are two blocks from Compton.
USC folks are not going to protect that bell at all.
It's a strange place right there by the campus. That's all I can say.
All right, this is the conclusion of our first round. So go and vote, and then we have the next round coming up tomorrow.
We'll cut it down from 64 to 32, 32 to 16, 16 to 8, 8 to 4, 4 to 2, 2 to 1.
Hey!
You know what? I'm going to reshuffle them too.
We're going to do
another random draw and see what happens.
All right. All right.
Coming up next, we're keeping it in college football. A couple teams have named their starters heading into the season with perhaps an upset or two.
Upset alert.
Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You want to go good news or bad news?
Is there bad news?
I mean, for Malachi Nelson, there is.
Oh. Well, I mean, you could say it's bad news for Malachi Nelson, but I think it's really good news for, what's his name, Madsen, the kid who won?
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. Maddox Madsen. Yeah. I think it's great news for Maddox Madsen, bad news for Malachi Nelson.
So if you haven't followed along, Malachi Nelson was the former number one overall recruit in the 2023 class at USC. And towards the beginning of camp last year, things got a little weird. And Nelson ended up transferring out. And it was like, that's interesting. Why would that happen? Like, if you were a quarterback, this isn't the USC and me singing out. This is multiple Heisman Trophy winner quarterback guru Lincoln Riley, and you're leaving him after being the selected, like, protege. That seems, like, really strange, right? He transfers to Boise State, which, Boise State, are they a big-time national power that would be in the services for a number one overall player, number one quarterback in a class?
No, but at the same time, it was an opportunity that we all thought he could play and play almost immediately.
And it turns out, well, not going to go that way for him because Maddox Madsen's going to beat him out.
I think Madsen was, I think, like the 102nd quarterback in the country in the recruiting class his year he came out. But this also fits the profile of what Boise State does, right? They take the guys who are overlooked, undervalued, and they squeeze every single ounce out of them, whether it is Jared Zabransky or Kellen Moore. That is what they are known for. And you get, like, the kids that are feeling that way, they're attracted to a school like Boise State when they offer because of that history that they have. And so when you look at Madsen, he also has experience in that offense too, which is he has a leg up in a running start on Malachi Nelson. But the overwhelming tools that, you know, Malachi Nelson had coming out of high school are what people were saying, God, there's no way that Madsen holds him off. Well, it turns out he didn't just do it, but you announce that job the week before you start game preparations. That's telling you it's not really that close, because if it is that close, coaches are going to say, well, we'll give it through the weekend or whatever. But they came out right away and they said, no, we're going to go. We're going to trust our gut. We're going to go with our guy. And that's Madsen.
Like, again, a bit of an upset.
And look, Ashton Gentry's their offense. So yes, it's just like, are you going to be willing to hand the ball off to Gentry 40 times a game? Let's go.
Which he averaged 160 yards a game last
year. Yes,
he
did.
That's pretty good. Speaking of USC, USC has also named their quarterback. And this is a little bit interesting, mostly because, like you said, along with Boise State, to name the quarterback this early is kind of rare with before you're getting into your week of game prep. But I had heard from a couple different people that there was a little bit of not a kerfuffle per se, but not a clear choice.
Yeah, Jordan Maiava is the backup, and who it was, or the guy who was competing with Miller Moss and
UNLV.
Maiava was very successful at UNLV, and they had a phenomenal year last year. He put up a butt ton of yards. I think he threw for over 3,600 yards or something like that at UNLV last year. And he's a big body, has a rocket for an arm, and he made life really uncomfortable for Miller Moss. But what Miller Moss did in the Holiday Bowl last year, it was kind of that, okay, you know, he can thrive in Lincoln Riley's system.
Yeah, and six passing touchdowns will look good anytime.
Well, and Lincoln Riley said he continued to impress throughout the spring, mm-hmm. too. And then he had a leg up heading into camp. Maiava closed that gap. And now you have a legitimate battle for that quarterback starting job. But again, Miller Moss, exceptional in the bowl game. Really good throughout the spring. He was in the catbird seat from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And when you go out and you make this announcement early, we know Lincoln Riley likes to hold his cards very close to the vest. He doesn't like to let a lot out. Mm-hmm. And the reason why you're announcing, you know, him, Nat Miller Moss now, is because of the fact that you want to take all the pressure off of him and say, no, he was our guy even before we started that week of preparation.
The interesting thing I think it's come out of, not just the quarterback naming, but as it pertains to USC, we heard Joe Klatt this morning say kind of the same thing that you and I have talked off air, is that I have downplayed my expectations for USC this year. I think 8 wins is about right. If they hit 8, that's kind of the mark. If they do better than that, great. But there's been this, maybe it's the brand, maybe it's the marketing, maybe it's the sell job, whatever it is. There has been this groundswell of, you know what, USC is going to be a sneaky good team. They're gonna surprise some teams. They're gonna surprise some voters. They're gonna surprise the Big Ten. Do you think that any of this is kind of, as it pertains to Miller Moss, is it kind of indicative of that?
I think it is a very talented roster still. Mm-hmm. Their schedule is brutal.
Yes.
I mean, it is.
It's one of the top 5 toughest schedules in the country.
You have LSU, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, in Minnesota, Penn State, you go to Washington late in the year. So early November, you go to Washington, and that is not an easy game by any stretch of the imagination. And then you have Notre Dame to finish off your season, right? You look at the preseason top 25 polls, you play 3 teams in the top 10 and then start the season with number 13 LSU. Yeah. You got a really tough schedule. 4 preseason ranked opponents. Preseason rankings mean very little. I've said that time and time again. Mm-hmm. But when you look at it, they will also have a Wisconsin team that I think at some point, several points during the year, is probably going to be a ranked team this year. It's a tough schedule, and navigating that is going to be hard. But I believe USC is going to be good enough to, they're going to, if you overlook them, they will beat you. It is the concern with them is if you start the season off 1-2,
mm-hmm.
if you start the season off 1-3, because
which
that
is a very real possibility.
That Wisconsin game is the 4th game of the season. Then you go, all right, can Lincoln Riley keep the wheels on this bus?
Because it could fall off very quickly.
And if that happens, no, they're not. No. Just like any team where mm-hmm. it falls apart. Because the pressure will mount. That Lincoln Riley's not the guy. They mm-hmm. need to reset. They can't have Lincoln Riley as a head coach. We need to find a new head coach. Blah, blah, blah. But if you start the season off 2-1, yeah, you're going to be really good. Hell, I still think if they start the season off 1-2 with losses to LSU and Michigan, mm-hmm. teams will start being like, oh, you know, USC's not that good. And if Lincoln Riley does hold it together, they become the most dangerous team in the country.
And you look at it and they go, the only losses they have are to LSU and Michigan.
And that doesn't mean that I think they're the most dangerous team in the country as far as winning a national title, because I don't think they're that good. But they are that dangerous team that, all right, you go and you play Penn State, and Penn State's like, wow, we're playing a team that at that point would be 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
You could see Penn State overlooking them and then just getting waxed, right? Then if they rattle off wins over Maryland, Rutgers, Washington, Nebraska, UCLA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now people are going, USC team's pretty damn good now, and you have a potentially top 10 matchup going into the final game of the year against Notre Dame.
Let's say they win that, and all of a sudden you face a USC team in the college football playoff. It's like an 11 seed.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen, but they would be good.
But I'm saying, like, if even throw USC out, any like Big Ten team with two losses all of a sudden just kind of pops up there, and you're like,
that's a scary proposition.
Oh, I don't want to face that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's what you're looking at in the Big Ten. There's going to be
You're talking about a USC team that could back their way into the college football playoff for sure.
Again, I don't expect that.
I don't think they'd be an 11 seed, though. I think that they'd be like 7 or 8 seed.
But you understand what I'm saying? You might have to go play them somewhere.
They'd be on the road. I think they'd be on the road, but yeah, like, so it'd be like an 8. Eight seed.
So, but even then, would you?
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
That's not playing like James Madison.
Wouldn't want to do it.
There's a significance difference.
And I think that's a great part about the 12-team playoff.
Yes.
The 12-team playoff will give you these teams that, all right, you stubbed your toe early. Who the hell cares? Where are you at the end of the season? Right? Where are you at? And then all bets are off at that point.
Yeah. You want to pivot to the NFL?
Sure.
We got some news and notes all around the NFL as it pertains to the California teams, Brandon Ayuk and Justin Herbert. We'll get to that and more coming up. But here's the Big Kahuna with Sports and Update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Oh, God, I would live a different world where I don't have to hear about Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers again.
Ooh.
That'd be great. It definitely sounds like the 49ers wanted Brandon Ayuk, but they wanted him on the cheap. And then when they were open to dealing him, they were open to dealing him for something that made sense for them and was going to get them something more tangible in return. But also, it appears now that Brandon Ayuk wasn't able to secure quite the contract that he was looking for. The Pittsburgh Steelers are rumored to have offered Brandon Ayuk a $28 million deal,
Yuzzles.
Which would lead... back to the stories more recently from multiple NFL reporters about the 49ers and Ayuk and his camp reopening negotiations. But there's still a pretty sizable couple million-dollar gap between the two parties.
Yeah, you know, the rumored report was that the 49ers were offering Ayuk $26.5 million. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the report is $28 million. That's $1.5 million a year. But I would take $1.5 million a year. Hand up. I'd take it no matter what. I'd take that $1.5 million. But when Ayuk is rumored to be looking at the $30 million range, then you're talking there's a big gap right there. And I think what happened here is that now that we know or have a report of what that number that Pittsburgh was offering was, I think Brandon Ayuk and his camp, They had the ability to go out and check every team and see the offerings, and he wants the best of both worlds. He wants to win, which is why he rejected the, reported $32 million that the Patriots are offering him. Said, no, I ain't going there. I'm not doing that.
That's hell.
Yeah, don't want to do that. But then it was like, hey, Pittsburgh, you know, what do you got here? And the teams that are really good, the franchises that are really well run, they're not offering up that $30 million a year for Brandon Ayuk right now. And by all reports, Adam Schefter reported this, it's seeming more and more likely that Ayuk returns to the San Francisco 49ers. What he did say is that, but nobody knows what's going on because we've at different times, we've thought he's going to New England, he's going to Cleveland, he's going to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh sounded like it was the most likely destination in all of these.
Yeah, but $28 million doesn't seem to be wetting the beak of Brandon Ayuk enough.
I think it was. And then he watched Justin Fields and Russell Wilson and went, I don't know if that couple extra $1 million is worth it.
See, but, and this is the problem with Brandon Ayuk's approach to all of this.
He wants to have his cake and eat it too. It's
you can't say you want to go to, you can't say you want, like a team goes, hey, go and you find the place that works for you then. Mm-hmm. And you're like, fine, I want to go to Washington. Washington's like, no.
Well, I mean, they were interested, just not at the cost that it would cost them to trade.
Yeah, and you know what? That's you. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, Pittsburgh's like, okay, 28. And then that's not going to be good enough. This is the whole, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. No. And I don't think the 49ers have handled this the right way every step of the way. Mm. There have been leak after leak after leak after leak. And then Jordan Schultz has another report just a few minutes ago that Ayuk and the 49ers have met again. Mm-hmm. Remember, Schultz a week and a half ago was the one who reported, hey, they had a really productive conversation between the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk. And, you know, this they may be able to rekindle this. And then Ayuk was like, no. That we know where this is coming from. This is coming from San Francisco, though.
Yes.
Because it's not coming from Brandon Ayuk.
No. Ayuk's agent has actually, I think, done a really good job in this and that they have said nothing.
Ayuk
has talked.
He has not handled this well.
No, I'm talking about his agent.
And
his,
I think a lot
his agent has pretty much kept that stuff all quiet.
I think the leak of what New England offered was probably from his camp.
Probably.
In saying, somebody wants to give us that money.
Or it's the Patriots, just to put that out there. Like, hey, no, we did offer.
Yeah, nobody, as a hand-up Patriot fan here, nobody was going, that's what we need.
I mean, it is. It is what you need, but no. Just... There's
not
so many,
this year.
So many other things that you need to address.
That is like not an issue that they should be
quarterback
concerning
staying
themselves.
Alive.
That would be a very important one. That would be a very important one. Or maybe not trading, you know, the best pass rusher that you've had in years for a third round pick that you would have gotten as a compensatory pick had he just walked in free agency. They would have gotten a third round comp pick. You got a third round pick for him. You didn't improve your lot in life there, guys. Especially if the Atlanta Falcons win like 13 games in the regular season.
It actually might
and
be
it's in the bottom of the third round. You're sitting there going, all right, we improved by 5 picks. Mm-hmm. Sweet. Awesome. Great.
And we didn't get to have him for the year. Congratulations.
But I don't think they want him. They don't want to win. They're not in the business of winning.
In the moving on beyond the familial approach of the 49ers and the Brandon Ayuk, the will he, won't he be around. Jim Harbaugh of the Chargers was more than thrilled to have Justin Herbert back around.
Great. It felt like the music should be playing. I thought I heard music.
You probably did.
Voices of angels, maybe. Felt great. It felt great.
I love Harbaugh sitting there saying, I thought I heard music. You mean the music that's blaring at your practice? That every team has now.
Do you think it was All American Rejects? Do you think him and Kirk Cousins had the same playlist?
No.
What does Harbaugh listen to?
Nah.
I guarantee he's like a CCR dude, I bet.
I don't know.
I think he could. We might be out for something weird. Like he might be a bluegrass guy.
No, I don't think that. I bet he's more rock than we think. I bet he likes rock music. I bet he does. Oh, no, he's a... Whoa. Harbaugh's playlist prior to Wednesday's practice. He included selections from Phil Collins, Yo Gotti, Moneybag Yo, Meek Mill, and here it is, Def Leppard.
There it is.
Yeah, I mean, that choice of music being
and
as weird as he is... Makes complete sense.
Yeah. What did he get in there with the Phil Collins?
Well, In the Air Tonight.
In the Air Tonight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to wait till you get to that, you know, drum solo.
That's a great way to start
but
practice.
But I guarantee you, Harbaugh's like, hey.
Just wait, guys.
All great things are worth the wait, fellas. Look, all great things are worth
I'm
the wait.
I'm telling you right now, that's a great start to practice right there. You kidding me? Come in nice and slow, kind of, working through your stretches?
I think that Phil Collins isn't bad. And he's air drumming the whole
God,
time.
Are you kidding me?
You know Jim Harbaugh air drums.
I don't.
It's his favorite instrument.
I would have loved to have been there when that song played and just gone around the field and been like, do you know who this is? Because there would have maybe been 4 players who got it right.
Do you think they may have got, like, Harbaugh went Another Day in Paradise, though, Phil Collins?
Mm-hmm. Could be there. But, I mean, we do have the list.
Oh, the whole list is there? All right, what do you get?
It's
you have songs and everything.
Yes, it's In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins. Yep. Rock You Like a Hurricane from Scorpions. Big League from Yo Gotti and Moneybagg Yo. Eye of the Tiger, Survivor.
Okay.
Dreams and Nightmares, Meek Mill, and Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard.
All right. See, I told you he's
Meek
a little
Mill,
bit.
Dreams and Nightmares. He see, you know what he likes? He likes the build.
He likes us. He likes a good build.
He likes the build. That's that's what he's here for.
We're building for something here too, guys. All right, just like this song, building up. Meek Mill is definitely not Harbaugh, but the 80s
being in the locker room,
80s butt rock is right up his wheelhouse. Yeah. He had a boombox. He made a mixtape when he was in college, and he controlled the boombox in the Michigan locker room.
Well, pounding milk.
All the milk. A lot of milk.
We're going to keep in college football?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's get a little...
Vancouver for a text line. Harbaugh listens to audible calls and crowd noise.
That would be...
And look, this text too. No creed for Harbaugh? I can take you higher. Higher is 100%
on the play.
A Harbaugh.
Look, Creed is really just more modernized butt rock.
Well, let's face it, that song is probably his first song he listens to every day. Just got to get ready to go.
Yeah.
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 Gets the people
when
going.
He's stretching. Mm-hmm. Like, he gets out of bed and everybody does that stretch. He's like, I can take you high. And he's like, I can go higher than I did yesterday. I can do it.
What's the family motto?
Doyle rules.
No, it's the... God. Well, they all say it. The conquer the day with...
No, an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
That's right.
Yeah. Attack the day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
That sounds like a Creed song, to be honest. Imagine missing a flight to Hawaii because your bus broke down. Danny Dusty, the fan.
So 35 years ago today, Saved by the Bell premiered on NBC.
So there was a little something burning in my ear yesterday when I was talking about Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
No way.
35 years
ago. That was when they were in middle school.
Okay.
Miss Bliss.
Okay, yeah. So she was 25. She is 50. Oh, sorry. So I can't do my math.
I was like, I don't think you're mathing math right.
15.
Yeah. That ain't right. So she's 50. But that was when they were in middle school then.
Yeah.
I think Dustin Diamond was the oldest of the cast.
Well, and she wasn't in the original cast, though, because that was, you know, your Haley Mills, and then you had Zach and Screech, but I think that was pretty much it, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they introduced A.C. Slater, Jesse Spano, Lisa Turtle. Wait, was Lisa in?
Maybe she might have been there.
Yeah.
She was older than him.
She was older than Screech?
Yeah, he was 77, she's 74.
Oh, wow, look at that. Well, hey.
So they were all younger.
Saved by the Bell was fantastic. And Kelly Kapowski, I think, was the first, like, legitimate crush that most people my age had. Like, if you are late 30s to
mid 40s,
50. I mean, because she's 50.
Yeah.
If you're late 30s to 50, Kelly Kapowski, Tiffany Amber Thiessen was probably one of your, like, first legit, like, golly, she's different.
Yep.
When you were a kid.
And then it was Topanga.
I was never a Topanga guy. Controversial statement.
Really?
Never a Topanga guy.
Too old for Topanga.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Mine was Alyssa Milano.
Screech was the youngest of the cast, not the oldest. He was the youngest of anybody.
Who's the oldest? Probably Slater?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mario Lopez?
Yeah, Winnie Cooper. Winnie Cooper was She was another one. And that was, like, my parents didn't listen to the Beatles. The open to Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Oh, bloody. Oh,
nope, wrong.
Nope,
that's Life Goes On. Wonder Years was Joe Cocker.
Life Goes On, yeah. Joe Cocker, Wonder Years. But Life Goes On with Corky?
Yes.
That was my first
introduction. That was
introduction
the Oh, Bloody, Oh, Bloody.
Yeah.
And that was Kelly Martin.
I was never into Winnie Cooper.
Kelly Martin, yeah. Winnie Cooper, yeah. Yeah. And then we found out that, what was his buddy's name?
She's younger than Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Get out of town.
She's 49.
Look at that, by a year.
But still,
what was Fred Savage's buddy's name?
Paul Pfeiffer.
Paul. Remember when Paul Pfeiffer was Marilyn Manson for several years before the internet came around.
Oh,
everybody's like,
right.
Do you know that Wonder Years, Paul from the Wonder Years? Dude, that's Marilyn Manson, bro. And yeah. We're all like, yeah, dude, I can see it.
Totally
I can.
Not.
It was not. It took longer for me
to realize
that. I
those just egregious lies.
Oh,
that were.
You mean like AI doesn't have those now?
Yeah, I know, but these were cheeky and fun that like spread through like
and look,
bad rumors.
We believed them for years.
Yeah.
Well, and now there's
for me decades.
Now people are afraid that Alicia Silverstone is dead because she filmed herself eating possibly poisoned fruit on the streets of London, and nobody is, and she hasn't posted anything on social media since.
That seems to be problematic. Would you say she was clueless to the fruit that she was eating?
Oh, man. I don't know, but somebody
feel
who
bad
rolled
about
up
that.
On her...
I apologize.
Don't.
Apologize right now.
But whoever rolls up on her first when she's unconscious, they're going to be crying Whoa. When they met her.
Wow. All right. Yeah. This text. They're called conspiracy theories now. Yeah. I believed him.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, no.
These aren't the ones that are hurtful.
And fun. Yes.
We've got a lot of idiots that spread some stupid misinformation on the internet now that is actually really dangerous.
Yes.
It didn't hurt anybody to say Paul from the Wonder Years was Marilyn Manson.
No.
Because you know what?
It just went in one ear and out the other. Like,
It took the heat off of Paul from the Wonder Years back that he hadn't done anything since the Wonder Years. It was like, now he's Marilyn Manson.
He got some good pub of being like a formerly good guy. But it turns
and
out.
And then Marilyn Manson canceled. Now Paul's out on the forefront going, I am not Marilyn Manson, guys.
Now you're just doing a little bit of, fact checking.
Yeah.
All those years, not him.
Not him. Mm. Marilyn Manson, super creep.
All of this to say, Delaware State football was supposed to play Hawaii, and they've missed their 10-plus hour flight.
Yeah, so they have Delaware State is playing at Hawaii,
which
this weekend.
This has got to be the furthest traveled non-international flight in existence for college sports.
No, this is further than Florida State and Georgia Tech are traveling to Dublin.
This is 10 hours because it's only 6 hours for them.
I guarantee it. Because you're going from Delaware to
almost as far
Honolulu.
North as you can get in the Northeast to Honolulu.
That is an aggressive...
It's a 10-plus hour flight.
Travel.
I don't understand how it's only 10, because it's 6 hours from here to Hawaii.
Well, is that the fill-in for when Oregon had to back out?
I believe so. They were going to kick that... Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. But they missed their flight because of a bus scheduling error trying to get from Delaware to JFK, and they fly commercial, and they were going to go from JFK probably to LA and then LA to Honolulu.
No, JFK has a direct to Hawaii.
They have a direct to Honolulu. Yeah. They have a direct to Honolulu. Mm. You think Delaware State was footing the bill for the direct to Honolulu?
Probably not.
Probably not.
But also
probably the
trying to manage.
You know what? Oregon probably bought that flight because it was the buyout from not playing that game.
I mean, the 80 people changing planes from.
Yeah, you want to talk about Home Alone?
Ugh.
Kevin McAllister's the name of their quarterback, and he got left.
We left our safety in San Francisco.
That'd be brutal. They said they had a bus scheduling error, so their 10.5-hour flight.
How do you have a bus scheduling error?
I know how you do this.
That's off by whole hours.
Yeah. So, Delaware State, apparently not that far off from 3A high school football, because we had a best bus scheduling error to get to the state championship game this past fall. We're sitting there, we're waiting, and the bus just doesn't show up. We're like...
They had the wrong day?
Hey, where are you at? And they're like, I don't know what happened. I don't think they wrote it down. But they're like, oh, man... Yeah, I don't know. Sorry. Thankfully, there was a bus driver that lived in the town, and she was as part of the going away crowd. And she's like, I can go fire up that bus, get the boys down. Got them down.
Got a license and got it done, huh?
Got that bus down. She went and got the bus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully they bought her Chick-fil-A.
Kids had a good return ride home, though.
There you go.
They got the fancy bus on the way.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. That does it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow from noon to 3.
Real quick, little bit of news. There have been some folks that have said that the Blazers have reached a TV agreement with their TV partner. Sources directly involved have told me that a deal is not yet done.
Erroneous.
It is erroneous.
Erroneous on all counts. But we're not ruling anybody out. But if you see that it's a done deal, it is
not a done deal.
Not yet.
Nope.
All right. That'll do it for us today. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's Prime Time with Isaac and Souk. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Bye.
That's okay. I'll take the zero, teacher.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.